Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, as always, listeners getting in touch with us, got a really interesting email from one listener who tells me they didn't want to come on the air, but they did want us to discuss their observations, and that is the recent trip on a Dublin bus. It was quite crowded. When a man boarded with two women, he took the last seat without hesitation. And it made me wonder, has the habit of offering a seat faded, or are we just too focused on our phones to notice the people around us on public transport? Hannah is with me on the line today because, Hannah, you have two children. Is this something you notice while using public transport?
Absolutely. As you mentioned, I have two little boys. One is just 11 weeks old, and I was commuting into, I run a public relations agency in the city.
Yes.
And I was commuting into Stephen's Green every day right up until I was 38 weeks pregnant. And even up until that point, many days when I was commuting, I wouldn't be offered a seat. And now, I don't think the Dublin commuters are rude. I think your listener is correct. I think modern commuting means people are predominantly on their phones, they're working, they have their headphones in. But I think I lived in London for 10 years, and I think the big difference between the tube system over there and the Lewis was the little baby on board badge that they had in London. And I actually, when I was about 25 weeks pregnant and I was in London, and my husband actually went into one of the tube stations and picked up the little baby on board badge for me, because he was starting to get a little bit angry. He was like, you know, this is ridiculous. You're commuting. No one's giving you a seat. So I decided to start wearing that on the Lewis over my coat. And I think sometimes, you know, people might feel, look, I don't want to insult a woman by suggesting she's pregnant when I don't know she's pregnant. But I was like, look, if I've got the baby on board badge, you know, there's no insult. It's very, very clear. And yet still, I often was not been offered a seat. So then I thought, perhaps just the baby on board badge just still isn't recognised here. And I think I'm just speaking on behalf of pregnant women, but I definitely think there needs to be something done to just put that message back out there of just maybe simply something as simple as just look up, be kind, take in, you know, who's around you. And just if you think that person might be better off taking your seat, just offer it. And even if it is someone who maybe doesn't know quite why you're asking, they're not going to mind. I think it's just a polite ask. And maybe it's something particularly on the buses or the Lewis that there's an automated message that comes on every so often of just reminding people to look up and offer their seat, whether it is to a pregnant woman, an elderly person, an injured person, whatever it might be. I think the issue right now is just no one looks up. No one's looking at each other. And I certainly found that throughout my pregnancy here.
Yeah, it's funny. And I often wonder that, like, is it just that our observation skills have deteriorated, that we don't really see what's around us, or do we not care? Like, but I'm interested because this listener, Hannah's got in touch to say, listening to your chat today, I'm 81 years of age and I feel that I'm perfectly capable of standing in public transport. In fact, I feel that it's quite indignified if another person were to take it upon themselves to decide otherwise. So I do appreciate that others are perhaps maybe less lucky. See, maybe sometimes people are just afraid.
I really do. And I think people just need to get over that. I don't think it's a big deal. I think if you just politely say to someone, would you like to sit here? Then, you know, it's just a nice gesture. And like that listener, I was very lucky. I felt great throughout my pregnancy. But there were some occasions, particularly when commuting at rush hour, that it was really busy, it was really crowded, and I could have done with sitting down. Most of the time, I was well able, and I would still have been offering my seat if it was an elderly person getting on. But I think at the end of the day, I think people should just offer it if they think someone else deserves the seat more than them. And that should be just, you know, the kind of the basic rule of thumb.
Yeah. Kyle Butler, our own news reporter here in News Talk, Hannah, is with me in studio as well, because I mean, this is something you've talked about when you first moved to Dublin, Kyle.
It's very interesting. You mentioned as well what Hannah said there, that maybe some people are afraid, and I'll touch on that in a moment. But I suppose the question is, a bus user, but also a reporter, is, has courtesy missed the bus, Andrea? And you know that we were talking about this in previous months as well. And I'm not singling out Dublin. I know you're a true Donegal woman. I'm a Waterford man, a blow-in in Dublin. But this was just what I experienced moving up here. So there was a girl with additional needs who came on the bus. And when she got on, Andrea, nobody offered her the seat. Now, you'll remember this story that we covered, and there are dedicated seats for people with disabilities.
Yeah.
Now, they were all taken at the time, and even there's adjacent seats behind. Now, they're colour coded and they're reserved for elderly people, and also there are extra spaces for people with additional needs. Now, Andrea, you could tell that some of those people had taken the seats earlier in the journey because there was just no other space available. So this girl got on the bus and she became a bit distressed because the bus started moving and she'd nowhere to sit. So I ended up offering her my seat.
Yeah.
After some time, you could say maybe 30 seconds elapsed
but
nobody else did. And you were mentioned there, people aren't looking around. I don't think people are aware of their surroundings because there were so many people just, you know, the earphones in, the face in the phones. But have we lost that bit of common courtesy? And maybe are some people feeling embarrassed to offer their seats? Because when I offered the seat, it was like people were in awe. They were like, what's he doing standing up? You know,
yeah.
Is he okay?
Why is he
like,
doing
you know,
that? Yeah.
But just touching on there, what you said, our listener Hannah was saying, now this can happen. And it was at Christmas and I was just on Grafton Street and I was just walking about on one of my days off. And there was an elderly lady and she dropped her shopping. It was cold. It was raining. And I went over to her to help her. And she not so kindly told me to get on my merry way keep going.
No.
So, but that's what you're saying. So, you know, there are those people there who might be saying, look, I don't need help. I don't need to be offered a seat. So I suppose there's two sides to the story.
Hannah, just to clarify, and when you're talking about the tube in London, so is it that they have a kind of an assigned area that says, you know, a sign above the seats to say, I would like a seat? Or is it that you yourself are wearing the badge?
No, you yourself wear the badge. So tube etiquette in London, I think if you're, you know, if you're an everyday commuter in London, it's pretty well managed for the most part, I think. I definitely noticed a huge difference between moving back to Dublin and the etiquette on public transport here versus public transport in the UK. And the Baby on Board badge is a little free badge that you can pick up in any of the tube stations, in most newsagents and in most pharmacies over in the UK. So it's people are very aware of it. It's visible. It's just a little pin you pop on the outside of your coat or your scarf. And therefore, it just takes away kind of any awkwardness. If people see it, they just simply get up and you sit down. There's kind of it's a well-known symbol. It's kind of it looks like the tube symbol. So I do think something like that might help. Because I think if that woman or that person is wearing the Baby on Board badge, they're kind of saying, look, I really would like to sit down if you wouldn't mind, without even having to say it.
Yeah, this texter has got in touch to tell me 2 years ago, I offered my seat to a pregnant woman on the train in Dublin. She glared at me and said, why do I look like I need a seat? And because of that, I'd never do it again. Another listener says, if somebody offers me a seat, I'm happy to stand. I always reply that I appreciate the offer, but I don't need it today. But thank you. This listener says, most men don't offer a seat to a woman because they're afraid of being called sexist, says this listener. Brona's with me. Brona's the founder of My Pregnancy Journals. What's your experience of this, Brona?
Hi, Andrea.
How are you?
So, good, thank you. So I don't have much experience in Ireland, but I do have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. And in the last 4 years, I spent a lot of time going back and forth between here and Portugal. And I'll say, even in the Dublin airport, if you're going on a Portuguese airline, whether it's TAP Air, or if you're in Portugal itself, they are so pregnancy and baby focused. It's astonishing. Like, it's really, when you compare it to Ireland, like, it's just amazing. So if you're queuing up to for check-in for the airport, for example, if you're pregnant or it's got a newborn, you're rushed straight up to the top of check-in. There's no having to book priority. You are priority. You're straight in. If you have to, immigration, straight into priority queues. When you're in Portugal, if you're in a supermarket and there's a queue, you're offered to go straight to the top of the queue. Like,
so it's extended, yeah, to the supermarkets as well, Bruna.
Oh, everywhere. They just adore children. And like, obviously we were going over either heavily pregnant or with newborns, and people will stop you in the street and they'll like, oh, I'm praying for you and your family, or your children are gorgeous. They just love children and they love pregnancy over there. And I just, again, I don't have an experience right or wrong here, but it's definitely not the same experience as over there.
It sounds fairly different, Hannah, I can imagine, for you moving back home from London when you listen to Brona's experience.
Slightly.
Oh, it's incredible.
But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say, like, as I said earlier, I don't personally think it's sort of a lack of good manners. I do think just modern commuting is the big reason. It's just people are simply not looking at you. And that's why I think there needs to be something done kind of at a bigger level, because we can't all of a sudden expect people to just keep their phones in their bags when they're on the loo. That's never going to happen. But maybe more visibility in terms of signage, making the priority seats a little bit more visible. and maybe just doing a little bit more of kind of a campaign around just take a moment, look up. And yes, some people might feel, you know, moderately offended if someone offers them a seat. But I think that the main thing here is just having good manners.
Yeah,
I think
a little bit of an observation.
Absolutely. A little observation won't hurt anybody.
I thought, Bruna, a couple of years ago, did Transport for Ireland, TFI, did they not previously roll out a campaign? Maybe it wasn't a long-standing baby on board badge, but there was definitely some form of campaign similar to this.
I haven't seen anything, and even going into the airport into Portugal or going to other countries, if we're not using a Portuguese airline, there's no special treatment for, I haven't had any anyway from being pregnant or,
okay.
No, I haven't. It's literally just anything to do with Portugal I have, but other than that, I haven't.
You haven't. Kyle, you wanted to make a point on that?
Yeah, just touching on the campaign. So TFI did launch a campaign in 2018, similar to what they have in London. So it's offering your seat to pregnant women. But at the moment, it's kind of after going into one, it's the Offer Me a Seat badge. It's a card from Transport for Ireland, and it's in partnership with Invisible Disability Ireland, and it's to help people with invisible disabilities. It's like a signal that
you have to wear this badge, do you, or a card?
I'm not too sure if you'd have to wear it, but I would like to get out and about on the buses one of these days. But it does make you think, Andrea, you know, campaigns like this need to keep going.
Yeah,
it's great to
absolutely.
Have them visually there, but I think the education needs to be pushed. But also, Andrea, a bit of common courtesy.
Yeah, very simple as that. Listener says, I'm in my 60s and would offer my seat to an older person, a woman, or somebody maybe with injuries. Their choice to accept or not or reject it, that's entirely up to them. Listener tells me, I've been the user of a walking aid for most of my life, and in Ireland it's awful. I'll never be offered a seat on public transport. People will slip through a door and let it close in my face. I've had people skip me in the queue for shops in other countries like Portugal, like Brona mentioned, where they're over the top in an effort to try and help you out. Even in America, the same. I couldn't believe it that I didn't have to queue in lines in the States and in Portugal, says this texter. If you want to get in touch, email as always, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Hannah Saunders, also Brona there from Found My Pregnancy Journals, our own Kyle Butler from the Newstalk newsroom. Thanks a million for joining us on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on Newstalk. Conversation that counts.